This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
I'm sure we've all been in the situation when we're out and about and we see someone and we think, what is she wearing? Particularly, I'm talking about a woman with a super short skirt or those really shorty shorts where you can sort of start to see that bum cheek and you think, what is that girl wearing? You know, all of us have a line where we think that dressing has just gotten a little bit too risque, but that line may be slightly different for all of us. Joanna Hayes from the blog Celibate in the City has something to say about this issue of modest dressing. Hi, Joanna.
Hi, Katrina.
Now, look, going back to the days of youth group when the girls and the boys would be split up to talk about the birds and the bees, this topic of dressing modestly would always get a Guernsey. Yeah, what's your response to that?
I understand why you split up the guys and the girls and you talk to the girls about dressing modestly, particularly because I guess teenagers are pretty much renowned for pushing the boundaries. But I think it was just interesting the reasons that were given for this. And I think as I've grown older, I've become more frustrated with the reasons that are generally given to Christians for why women should dress modestly.
Which are what?
Well, I think there's the usual thing of like, boys are visually stimulated, so you've got to make sure that you're not showing them anything that would stimulate them.
Okay.
Which is just an interesting thing to say anyway. As far as I've been able to figure out through many years of research now, boys can be visually stimulated by girls, whatever they're wearing.
Yeah, that's true.
They are there. That's, you know, oh, look, there is a girl there. I can now be stimulated.
Well, I think also if you go too far down that road of making women responsible for men's self-control, then you end up in a burqa, don't you?
Yeah, and I think, yeah, that's the other problem, is that it makes the responsibility for patrolling male sexuality totally on the girls, which there's already enough factors in our society that place all the guilt as well as the responsibility for sexual expression on women. I think that because the boys are visually stimulated idea has become less satisfying to me over time. And also because it's not actually in the Bible, not that everything is in the Bible, but I think it's quite different to the reasons that God's word gives for reasons that women need to dress modestly.
Okay. Joanna, I mean, I guess when we tell girls that they need to cover up because otherwise they may accidentally turn a guy on, there's kind of also buried in there an implicit message that what guys really want and are drawn to is physical beauty, and that therefore sort of paradoxically that's what we need to aspire to if we want to, you know, get a guy's attention.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Like, you know, we're encouraged, you know, particularly, okay, the teenage talk, like we're encouraging the girls to grow in their godliness and become women of godly character, at the same time telling them that boys are visually stimulated, so they're just going to go for someone who's hot. like, I've never had a guy say to me, wow, your gentle and quiet spirit is really tempting to me. and I'm pretty sure no other woman in the history of the world has either. So, yeah, it kind of reinforced the message that society already gives. Guys are just looking for someone hot. So certainly myself, and I'm sure a few of my friends and others have also thought, oh, well, this doesn't apply to me because nothing I wear could be visually stimulating enough to make a guy be interested in me. So, yeah, it also just reinforces that problem that there already is for teenage girls.
Look, the reality is too, Joanna, that most of us do follow fashion, and for the past year or two, you know, fashion has been short and sometimes really, really short.
Yes. Certainly, particularly for teenage women and young adult women, the way that fashion kind of moves and sort of the message that's been there for quite some time now is the purpose of your existence is to be a hot clothes source. So we're going to sexualize you as much as possible. That includes using parts of your body that are personal and intimate to be on display and giving you clothing that means that should you ever raise your arms slightly or, I don't know, run for the bus, carry some shopping, give a lecture. If you do anything that's actively participating in the world, your clothes are going to reveal more of you than you would want to.
Well, Joanna, just look at what some of the women were wearing at the Logies, if you're thinking about revealing parts in that, you know, normally private, I mean.
Exactly. And it's basically just like, oh, if the clothes that society is telling me I should wear say to me, sit or stand still and never do anything, simply be here as an object for the male gaze.
So I guess you could say
that's probably a problem.
Yeah, they're kind of disabling in the way that very high heels can be disabling. And so when women wear that, they're kind of saying, you know what, I'm not good for anything except to be looked at.
Exactly. Mm. I can't run anywhere today. I'm in 6-inch stilettos. So, yeah, I think that's been one of the reasons that I think, yeah, it is okay for me to be slightly repulsed by a lot of current fashion because, you know, while the girls at my church are kneeling at the communion rail, that shouldn't be a moment of, like, we are now on display completely. We've knelt down to receive communion. If the clothes that young women are being told to wear is all about stand still and look pretty, those are just not messages that I think we should be accepting. Mm. The Bible does have stuff to say about modesty in dress, but mostly, particularly in passages like 1 Timothy 2, what is being spoken about is actually the costliness of clothing.
Oh, so not being extravagant in your clothes or showing.
Yeah, not being extravagant. So, and I think that's actually a message that we probably do need to think about and hear when we think about why should women be modest in dress. I shouldn't be spending, you know, so much on my clothes, investing in that instead of investing in worshipping God. Don't clothe yourself in expensive, flashy clothing, but clothe yourself in good deeds.
Good call. Thanks for filling us in on that, Joanna.
That's all right.
Joanna Hayes from the blog celibateinthecity.net about what it really means to be modest in dress.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.